week, the Czech capital is hosting a gathering of Czech expats, people of all ages and professions scattered the world over who maintain close links to their native country, are here to exchange ideas, forge new ties and help overcome a lingering legacy of the communist past, the yawning crevice between Czechs at home and Czechs abroad. This year, St. Wenceslas Day on September 28th is dedicated to Czechs living abroad, and Czech Radio helped co-organize a week-long festival of expat events leading up to the holiday. I asked Miroslav Krupička, the head of Radio Prague, who is heavily involved in the project, to explain the idea behind it.
The estimate is that about 2.5 million Czechs or people of Czech or sometimes Czechoslovak origin live abroad, most of them in the US, and it's a number of people. So the idea is to bring those people from abroad together with the Czechs living here and have them exchange ideas, interact somehow, to put those two worlds that are basically separated, to put them together, which I think is a good idea. And therefore, a few NGOs and both NGOs and state institutions sat together and came up with a festival of events, how to do it, how to bring together those Czechs abroad and the Czechs here. And there's a number really of interesting events. One of them is the Expatriate Conference. It's a two-day event. There are about 200 people registered from about more than 20 countries, as far as I remember. And they will exchange ideas about how they live, what they do in their communities, what their problems are, whether they keep the language Czech, whether it's important to keep their culture. And it's different. In each country is different. Sometimes somewhere there are active Czechs, there's a number of people. Somewhere there are few people with no financial means to support their activities. So we expect an interesting exchange of ideas at the conference. Apart from the conference, there is this expat folklore festival where dance groups and music ensembles of various kinds will come together, and they'll show to the people here how they learned to keep the Czech culture, how they sing, how they dance, how they play. The festival takes place in the streets of Prague, so it'll be a show for the public, basically. And about 15 or 20 folklore ensembles from about 10 or 12 countries have promised to come. Then there is another discussion organized by the Respect magazine about the importance of the Czech identity, which is basically a philosophical phenomenon, whether the expats or exiles feel rather Czechs or rather Americans, and so on and so forth. So another debate. Then last Friday with Lidové Noviny Daily, there was a special magazine containing stories of 50 interesting Czech expatriates living abroad. A special book will be published on the Czechoslovak exile, and so on and so forth. So it's really a festival of events and publications.
Now, apart from portraying the life of Czechs abroad, this project, actually in it, radio and TV listeners have the chance to elect by popular vote the greatest Czech living abroad. Can you tell us who is in the running for this honour and how the contest works?
Yes, actually all the festival of events concerning the Czechs abroad and the Czech exiles takes place under the auspices of Czech Radio and Czech Television, the two main or big media in this country. And when we had a debate about 2 months ago in Czech Radio, what Czech Radio should do, what we should produce, Radio Prague came up with the idea of having this contest, basically. We appealed, or Czech Radio appealed to the public, to the listeners, to send us, to give us nominations. And there were hundreds of nominations of various Czechs living abroad. We selected 20 of them, both important and interesting and publicly known people, and those unknown, scattered around the world of all age groups and so on, so that, you know, we have a good representation of 20 people. And then in the past 4 weeks, listeners of Czech Radio had a chance to give votes to those 20 personalities. The vote was closed on Friday. We are now counting the votes. Among the best three or the top three, there are Bohdan Pomahač, the doctor living in the US that does the plastic surgery, then Madeleine Albright, the former US Secretary of State, and Bjelagran Jensen. It's a woman from Norway who launched a centipede movement. It's a charity movement. So the winner will be announced on the day of the Czech statehood on the 28th of September, this Friday, at the National Theatre. There'll be a sort of final celebration of all the exile activities, and the winner will be announced at this festive evening on Friday.
Is there a prize involved?
No. There'll be just a sort of symbolic gifts given by the Czech radio and the Czech TV. No money is involved.
You have spent quite a lot of your time studying the life of Czechs in exile. I believe you've written some works about it as well. Do you feel that those two worlds are very far apart nowadays, that the life of Czechs in exile and people living in this country? Do you feel there isn't a great deal of interest, for instance, on the part of Czechs in learning how these people live abroad?
It's getting better. It was the case. It was really two separate worlds a decade ago, in 1990s. It was because of communism and because of the communist past, because of the 40 years of communism, that those two worlds were really apart, totally apart, not overlapping at all. And the exile people, in the eyes of most Czechs or many Czechs, were the enemies. That began to change with Václav Havel, who became the first post-communist president. But only, I would say, in the past 5, maybe 7 years, really these two worlds are getting closer. And it's because, you know, because of globalization, because the exiles come to the Czech Republic because of tourism and so on. And Czechs are becoming open and are free now to go to study and work abroad. So all this contributes to these two worlds coming together slightly in the past couple of years. But still, there's a lot of work to do.
You said that after the revolution, many people here saw them as enemies. I'm sure that must be surprising to people abroad. Can you explain why they would have seen them as enemies when they were Czechs who very often were forced out of this country or fled from the communist regime?
Well, simply because the communist regime, which indoctrinated us for a number of years, have been telling us that those who fled, those who left the country, they did it to find a better life elsewhere and to be enemy. They were telling us, those who fled, they fled to speak against the country. They are not there to promote the country, to promote the culture, on the contrary. And that lasted in the heads of the Czechs, that lasted, this idea, for years. And people who didn't, you know, think about it, they simply accepted it. Many people accepted it without knowing the context at all. And only when those Czechs abroad started to come to the country and these two worlds started to interact somehow, it became to change, but it's a slow process. It will go on for years.
I'm sure they feel very hard done by, some of them, because of this sentiment. You speak to them quite often. Do you think they're disappointed by developments in this country, that they expected things to be easier, smoother, for this country to have a better reputation?
Yes, there are all kinds of opinions. The exile people, those who fled because of being persecuted by the communist regime, those who fled in 1940s, in 1968, in 1970s, they are rather disappointed. They say it's not exactly the kind of democracy we would expect. It's too slow. There's too much corruption now in the Czech Republic and so on. The older expatriates whose whose parents or whose grandparents left the country in, let's say, the end of the 19th century, they have a rather moderate view. They are quite okay. They don't criticize anything. They are happy to come and to speak to the people, to their relatives, for instance. They are not so critical. But those who fled in, let's say, after the war, those people are still quite critical of the, let's say, political and social development in the Czech Republic.
When you say that it'll be a long road for us to tread before these two worlds come together and before Czechs living abroad can contribute properly to life in this country and vice versa, do you think there's a chance of changing it, or will it come with a change of generations?
Basically, yes. It will come with the change of generations. The new generation of my children, for instance, children who are teenagers now, they are not anchored in the past. They don't know much about communism now. They are living in a totally new society. They know there are people of Czech origin living abroad, and they don't feel any problem. They don't have any problems with them. So yes, it will change with the generation and with the globalization. You know, people coming here and people leaving from here to live for a few years or for the rest of their life abroad, it's becoming normal. So this will disappear with the time.